The Bible says that Jesus was tempted in every way like us. Now, that's a difficult thing to kind of grasp because there's so many ways that we're tempted. We're tempted to do so many things, and we're tempted by so many things in this world. How is it that Jesus could be tempted by things that didn't even exist in those days? Whether it's, you know, eating too much sugary food or you know, looking at things we're not supposed to look at on the internet. The truth is this, Jesus was tempted in three ways out in the wilderness. And from that comes this statement that he's tempted in every way like us, because Jewish rabbis reckon that all sin can be divided into three categories. And so in the temptation in the wilderness, Jesus is tempted to turn stones into bread. He's tempted to bow to Satan to get all the kingdoms of the world, to throw himself down from the temple. And I'm going to get to that just now, but the real issue is this. It all goes back to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 6, where Eve, being tempted by Satan, is shown this tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And she says, no, we're not supposed to have any. And the devil says, no, if you eat it, you're going to be like God. What could be wrong with that? And so when she looked at it, this is what it says, that she saw that it was good for food. She saw that it was a delight to the eyes and desirable to make one wise. And so that those three categories are mentioned in 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. He says, all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. And this is the point where he says, where it says that she saw it was good for food. That's okay. The lust of the flesh. It was a delight to the eyes. That's the lust of the eyes. And desirable to make one wise, that's the pride of life. For Jesus, he's hungry, so he's tempted to turn stones into bread. That's the lust of the flesh. And the Satan shows him all the kingdoms of the world. That's the lust of the eyes. And then to just throw himself down from the temple because the angels have to keep you from falling, he says, that's the pride of life. All of those things are the very things. All our circumstances that come against us really are tempting us to sin with. So whether it's a sin of doing something with your body, obeying your, you know, urges, whether it's something that you see, there's a lust of the eyes, something that you covet, something that you want, something that that you are frustrated by, or the pride of life. We're all going through that. We're all looking for someone that we can look down on. We're always looking for some reason that we can feel good about ourselves and that we can feel that we're better than other people. Each of these temptations Jesus faces with scripture to tell Satan no. And all three scriptures that he gives in the temptation are from Deuteronomy. The idea is this. Get into your Bible. Get some scriptures to handle every specific trigger point for you. What is it that Satan tempts you with and you keep falling for the same thing? Find a scripture that you can stand and say, Satan, it is written. Whether it's about your low self-esteem, whether it's about your anger issues with the, you know, other people, family members, traffic, whether it's about your own selfish ambitions, to become somebody and to do something so that people will look up to you and that you can look down on them. All of those are things that are not from God. They're from the world. And as John says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life are not from the Father, but are from the world. And he goes on to say, the world is passing away and its lusts, but he who does the will of God will abide forever. The will of God is that you overcome sin. The will of God is that you overcome temptation. Jesus did that, and he showed us how. So I want to challenge you. Find scriptures, write them down, make them yours. Make them something that allows you to be able to stand up to the devil and say, Satan, it is written, and that's how you stop falling every time for the same tricks. God wants you to be an overcomer, and out of this, you're going to find help, strength, and success.